Rahul.
Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace
Ram Girdhari Prabhu.
Yes. Still I forget the name. I don't know why. Let me look. Ali Ram Girdhari Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Vedanta, Adi Leela, Chapter 6, Text Number 141, and all verse. Hare Krishna. Thank you for getting, thank you very much for joining, and thank you very much, my humble obeisances to you, all praise to the Prabhupada, all praise to Guru. Thank you very much for giving your an association to this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Thank you. I now hand over the call to Guruji. Please explain. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Om, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 6, Text Number 141 through 154, the chapter title, The Meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. Toma udharite gaura aila apane, chutila tomarayata, vignadi bhandane. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Text 142. Swarupe rastane toma garibe samarpane antaranga britya bhali rakibe charane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Swarupa Damodara. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nischinta hana yaha apana bhavana achire nirvighe pabe chaitanya charanam. Being assured of all this, return to your own home very soon without impediments. You will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 144. Sabha bhakta dhware tandre ashirvada karaila tansabara charana raghunatha vandila. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Dasa offered his respects to their lotus feet. Prabhu Agnyalaya Vaishnavera Agnyalailam Raghava Sahite Nirbrate Yukti Karilam. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandita. Text 146. Yuktikari Shata Mudra Sona Tola Sate Nibrite Dhila Prabhura Bhandari Rahate. After consulting with Raghava Pandita, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolas of gold into the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. 147. Tandre Nishche Dhila Prabhure Yeba Nakahiba Nijagare Yabena Yabeta Be Nivediva. Raghunath Das admonished the treasurer, do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation. Text 148. Tabe Raghava Pandita Tandre Gharela Nagela Thakura Darshana Karana Mala Chandana Dhila. Thereupon Raghava Pandita took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood pulp. 149. Aneka prasada dila pate kabhi kai bhare, tabe punah Raghunatha kahe panditere. He gave Raghunath Das a large quantity of prasadam to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandita. Text 150. Prabhura Sangeyata Mahanta Bhritya Ashrita Jana Pujite Chahiye Ami Sabara Charanam. I want to give money, he said, just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants and sub-servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. 151. Disha Pancha Dasa Bhara Dasha Pancha Haya Mudra Deha Vichari Yara Yata Yogya Haya. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10 or 5 coins to each of them. Text 152. Sabha Leka Kariya Raghava Pasha Dhila Yandra Name Yata Raghava Chitti Leka Ila. Raghunath Dasa drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted to Raghava Pandita, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. Text 153. Ekashata mudra ara sona tola dvaya panditera age dila kariya vinaya. With great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandita for all the devotees. Text 154. Kandrapada dhulilana swagre ahilam Nityananda kripa apana kritartha manilam. After taking dust from the feet of Raghava Pandita, Raghunath Das returned to his home feeling greatly obligated to Lord Nityananda Prabhu because of having received his merciful benediction. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namaom Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityanandam Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, thank you so much for engaging me in this service. We are in a context where Raghunath Das Goswami had served all the assembled devotees during the Panihati Chiddadahi Mahotsav. This whole Utsav of Panihati Chiddadahi was organized by Raghunath Das Goswami under the direction of Nityananda Prabhu. As we all know, Raghunath Das Goswami had several times in the past shown interest to fully dedicate his life for the preaching mission to become servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every time when he went to Sri Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only told him that carry this mood within your heart, But go back to your house. When an appropriate time comes, I will let you know. So not able to disobey the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami very patiently but very seriously was practicing Krishna consciousness from within. Externally, he was showing different symptoms of a son of a businessman or a wealthy man, but his heart was not falling for any of those things. To an extent that Raghunath Das Goswami's parents, they were perplexed. What should we do to make him get, quote unquote, entangled into the so-called family life? They tried money. They got him married to a beautiful girl. So at a point in time, when Raghunath Das Goswami's mother was concerned, his father said, by beautiful wife and wealth, if one can't be bound, what your ropes and closed door can do to him? So they were knowing that Raghunath Das Goswami has got different priorities, but still the parents didn't have heart to let him go. Neither Raghunath Das Goswami had the desire to stay back and do the regular course of family life. So whenever he used to get an opportunity, he capitalized on the situation to the fullest of its extent. So after Panihati Chidadahi festival got over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to Raghava Pandita's house. And in Raghava Pandita's house, there was a very special feast was prepared for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami got a personal opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya Nityananda. And after finishing all the services, with the help of Raghava Pandita Prabhu, who was the host, he got to consume the remnants of the prasadam, Mahaprasadam. So all those things had, you know, got over, and finally Mahaprabhu blessed him. Now this verse that we are reading, that we read today, they were all spoken by Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, after the feast got over, after Mahaprabhu left, Nityananda Prabhu gave personal audience to Raghunath Das Goswami, being pleased with the service, gave his words of appreciation to him. He kept his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's forehead. Raghunath Das Goswami's head. And this privilege, not many people can get. Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet is very special. Nittai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet is as cool as thousands of moons. Nitai Gunamani Amar. Nitai Gunamani Aniya Premere Vanya Basaila Vani Premere Vanya Loya Nitai Aila Gauda Deshe दुबिला भक्त गणा दीनाहीन बासे. So Nityananda Prabhu's glories are unlimited, and it is said that if Nityananda Prabhu has blessed someone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot deny that person. And Nityananda Prabhu blesses that person whose devotion, whose heart is filled with love. Ek bar dekh le chakshe jal, ek bar dekh le chakshe jal. Gaura bole nitai den sakala sambal. Boro shuker kabor gai, boro shuker kabor gai. Kodanitai, kodanitai. Point is, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that as soon as he sees tears welling in the eyes of a practitioner, as soon as he sees that a devotee is having emotions, devotion, sentiments, love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura bole nitai den sakala sambal. He gives everything. Just as soon as somebody says Gaura and he starts crying, sakala sambal, he gives everything. They're going to see. We just saw what all Nityananda Prabhu is blessing him with. It's a very interesting gesture, very interesting devotional practices that we are, you know, reading here. How Nityananda Prabhu acknowledged, blessed, encouraged, and also gave him assurance. And in return, how Raghunath Das Goswami is reciprocating to that mood. This is the, you know, cream of Krishna consciousness. The entire cream of Krishna consciousness lies in such gesture. All Siddhanta practices, so many, you know, theoretical and philosophical understanding, everything is great, glorious. But ultimately the rasa, the taste, the mellow is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But incidentally, we cannot relish the taste unless we have gone through those phases of our spiritual journey. So Nityananda Prabhu is keeping his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head and giving him blessings. He is giving such a blessings that a person does not need anyone or anything else. He just can be completely be satisfied with that blessing. He's just keeping his, you know, lotus feet on his head. In our devotional journey, we need to understand that such a similar arrangement is available for all of us. Look at this current scene. Raghava Pandita is showing his special care towards Raghunath Das Goswami, because Raghunath Das Goswami is confiding in him as well as looking up to him for some help. And because of that, that very nice, wonderful arrangement, he is getting a privilege. Raghunath Das Goswami is getting a privilege of getting Mahaprasadam, Nityananda Prabhu's personal association, audience, blessings, and also is giving future directions. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he is explaining that how a practicing devotee in his own life can have similar arrangement. In our own lives also, we are supposed to have devotee friends, devotee seniors, devotee to whom we can look up to, whose help we can take to. So all these words, counselors, mentors, yatra leader, congregation, bhakti vriksha leader, all these words are not just administrative words. They have a spiritual reasons. They have a spiritual role to perform. And when all our great leaders, when they have formulated such a system, it is meant to cultivate certain quotients within us. Because for us to converse, correspond with the Supreme Lord, we need to go through certain processes and channels. And we see that here, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining this in great detail in his book called Godruma Kalpatavi. So this whole preaching strategy is about building devotional relationships and networks. And within that networks, we express our heart, we express our desire, we get ourselves trained and prepared. And eventually, with the help of our seniors, we are able to approach our seniors further than them. Then we are able to approach the seniors further than them and eventually able to receive the entire parampara's blessings. So as a part of this current section from text number 141 through 154 of sixth chapter of Agnya Leela, we will learn some lessons also. The first lesson that we are learning here is about Nityananda Prabhu. When he is acknowledging, when he is blessing Raghunath Das Goswami, he is not only giving his blessings, he is encouraging and he is directing him to go and take blessings of every other Vaishnava. In our own childhood days, this was the tradition. In fact, this is not to boast, but this is to very clearly, you know, state what I have been through in my younger days. I'm sure most of you who comes from a very cultured family would know this. That any event, any celebrations, any important days, the most important aspect of our celebration used to be to go and take the blessings of seniors and elders in the family. May it be birthday, when you are going for exams, that's an important, some anniversary or something or other, the mood has been set in such a manner that we are supposed to serve. Which means, what is inculcated in our head is, the most important day in your life, if you think, what you should be doing, serving them. If you think that you are supposed to be receiving, you know, some gifts, the best gift is to serve and take the blessings of all the seniors and Vaishnavas in our lives. So Nityananda Prabhu is telling three things. Number one, all the impediments in your spiritual life will be going away because of whatever you have done or whatever consciousness you behold. So that is one blessings, prediction, as well as, you know, his Ashirvad that is giving, that no impediments. Be rest assured that all the impediments in your way will go away. Because he knew that there have been so many stumbling blocks or so many blocks in Raghunath Das Goswami's desire to join Mahaprabhu. And number two, he is saying that he will recommend, he will make sure that he will put him under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant. So Siddhanta is, your impediment, because you took the blessings, you did service, you bowed down, you exhibited the sign of humility and tolerance, you are going to get Mahaprabhu's blessings, which means the obstacles in your devotional journey will go away and you will eventually going to be serving under Sri Swarupa Damodar Goswami. So the Siddhanta here is, for us to serve the Supreme Lord is not the focus. For us to serve the Supreme Lord's confidential servants is our focus. That is also our Siddhanta strongly states that. The third aspect is that in the process, you are supposed to glorify and serve other Vaishnavas. So Nityananda Prabhu is stating three things. He is giving a blessings. is giving an assurance and is also directing him to take blessings from all the other members. In our own devotional life also, this holds good. We need Guru's blessings, and Guru position us under some bona fide leader, or in other words, a Guru acknowledges the recommendation of so-called leaders because he trusts them, and there's a chain of trusts. In ISKCON, I was just telling in the other class, you know, a few minutes before, the system of initiation may sound like take a letter from the temple president and go and give it to the spiritual master and do some, you know, it may sound like an administrative process, but it is not administrative process. It may have some significance on administration, but it's very scientific. In the entire supply chain, everybody takes responsibility for that sadhaka's growth. The counselor says, yes, I know him, I know her, I recommend him. Based on the counselor's recommendation, the temple president says, yes, I know him, I know her. Through him, through that Prabhu, through that Mataji. Then based on the letter, temple president's recommendation, the spiritual masters take responsibility. Yes, based on so-and-so's recommendation, I acknowledge that I am taking responsibility of so-and-so candidate. And based on spiritual master's assurance, Krishna is giving complete assurance for us to progress in devotional journey. So my first reflection is about these three points. Anyone who takes the shelter of Guru, anyone who takes the shelter of Guru Varga, the entire parampara, as here Raghunath Das Goswami has received from Nityananda Prabhu, he is assured of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal association, where all the impediments in his journey is, you know, spiritual journey is completely mitigated, removed, and he gets personal association. And second, the way he will get personal association is by able to serve under Swarup Damodar Goswami, which is the perfect way to serve Mahaprabhu. And third is serving all the other Vaishnavas. So in our own lives also, we will be getting, in our own capacity, opportunity to serve Krishna, associate with Krishna, worship Krishna, able to be under the authority of some bona fide leaders, and also in the process, we are supposed to serve all the other fellow Vaishnavas. Second reflection here, after Nityananda Prabhu is bestowing with such a benediction, already Raghunath Das Goswami's heart is overwhelmed with, overflowing with love, emotions, and feelings for Gaur Nithai. Now, after Nityananda Prabhu keeps his lotus feet on his head and given such a blessings for which Raghunath Das Goswami's day in, day out has gone only thinking, when will that day be mine? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar aparada guchi suddhaname ruchi kripa bole kabe hridaye sanchar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing a beautiful song where a sadhaka's longing heart prayers are expressed. When will the day be mine? When I will be able to chant the holy name of the Lord? When I will be able to glorify, appreciate the Sankirtan mission? When I will be able to go on a Tirtha Yatra? When I am able to go on Yatra? When I will be able to serve my spiritual master? When I will be able to stay in Navadvip Dham? Very nice song that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, you know, writing. This is a song of, this is a very nice song where we can, this is a complete list of checklists that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying for us to long for. And Raghunath Das Goswami had such a longing. So, we also need to learn in our own spiritual life that we need to long for certain things so that we can go closer and surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and able to make this life somewhat useful in his mission. So after Gaur Nithai, after Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they left. So Raghava Pandita and Raghunath Das Goswami is having a personal conversation. Raghunath Das Goswami's heart is completely overwhelmed, overflowing with love. So he wants to give something back. He wants to give more and more. He wants to do something for Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So as we see here, he has given 7 tola gold to Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. And 100 gold coins and 7 tolas of gold for Nityananda Prabhu's service. But the interesting part here is, he is telling him that please don't tell him, please don't tell Nityananda Prabhu about it now. Let it be secret, let it be confidential. And later if you want, you can let him know. My reflection here is, in our devotional service, if we are able to claim what we have done, if we are able to quantify what we have done, then there is still some amount of mishrata, adulteration in that process. In bhakti also, there is karma mishra, jnana mishra. So long as we have some sort of an expectation, some sort of an adulteration, some sort of a feeling that I should be acknowledged, I should be, you know, recognized, then the real intent of doing that service is not fully accomplished. So Raghunath Das Goswami is teaching here that he is sending all these donations, but he does not want to show off, does not want anyone to know, does not want that at the end, by giving this, he get recognized. This is the real mood of service, because a sincere servant realizes and understands all he possesses, that all belongs to Krishna. And if I am giving to Krishna, how can I take a recognition? As we have seen in the past, that Krishna and Krishnas are two truths. Anything apart from these two truths are only Maya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishnas, everything belongs to him. So if we properly understand this fact, that Krishna and Krishnas are our focus, there is nothing that is left called Maya. Maya means the thought or the propensity to think that something can be or can belong to me, can belong to, you know, my family or for my enjoyment. That thought, that ideology is what is Maya. Raghunath Das Goswami know for sure all of them, you know, all of them that he possesses belongs to Krishna, belongs to the Supreme Lord, belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So hence, he is offering some donation. Given a choice, he would have given all the wealth to him. But then, at his family friend, his father is having all the controls on the money. His father is giving only that much money so that he can keep Raghunath busy or keep him around. Or a little fatherly love, he is giving some money. He still has a lot of money. Raghunath Das Goswami, later you will see, when Raghunath Das Goswami is going to Jagannath Puri, Mazumdar, Raghunath Das Goswami's father, is sending a lot of wealth, lot of gold coins for his son's welfare. He knew that my son is never going to come back. At least wherever he's staying, let him have all comforts and luxury. So through the Yatrigans, through all the devotees who are coming from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, he gave a lot of money, lot of wealth. And what did Raghunath Das Goswami do? When he received all the money in Jagannath Puri, he immediately used them to serve all the, you know, devotees visiting Jagannath Puri, and he served. All of them gave profusely wonderful prasadam, and he engaged in, you know, only Vaishnava seva. So given a choice, Raghunath Das Goswami could have given everything. but at least he could manipulate whatever he could, and that much, that 7 tola plus 100 gold coins, he's sending into Nityananda Prabhu, but he didn't want anyone to know about it. And my reflection here is that in our own devotional service, we preach, but we should not possess. We are supposed to be, you know, doing all the service, but we cannot claim that we did it. We are just instruments. We are just puppets in the hands of the Supreme Lord. And as Prabhupada prayed, we should also pray, my dear Lord, make me dance the way you want, my dear Lord, make me dance. There's no other expectation. Aslishyava padaratam binashtumam adarshanad marmahatam karotuvam yata tata vadidathatu lampato matprana natastu sayeva naparaha. Whether you come in front of me, whether it does not come, whether beat me, hug me, give me, whatever you want to do, it's your choice. You will still be my worshipable Lord. That's the mood. In 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very interesting conversation between Narasingadev and Prahlad Maharaj. Narasingadev is making an offer to Prahlad Maharaj. My dear Prahlad, I am extremely pleased with your, with your love, with your devotion. Please ask me what you want. I would like to give you something. What did Prahlad Maharaj says? My dear Lord, you are already my master. I am your servant. This is an established fact. And I have my challenges. When you allure me, when you give me things, I may get, carried away. That's a challenge that I have been always having. So don't try to prove your point by only giving it to me. Even if you don't give me, you will still be my master. It's a very interesting, dialogue that Narasingadev and Prahlad Maharaj were having. So my second reflection is, in our journey to Krishna consciousness, we should do all the possible services. And we should make sure that we go, full throttle to serve the Supreme Lord and His followers, and does not claim anything as ours. Does not wait for any recognition. Does not wait for any endorsement, acknowledgement, reward, or power or position or anything in return. But the converse, which is not discussed here, but the converse point is, if you happen to know that somebody is serving in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan mission, as a dutiful member of the movement, you are supposed to glorify and appreciate him. So that is our duty, to appreciate our Vaishnavas. But the person who is doing the service should not expect anything in return. So Raghunath Das Goswami explained that by his own, conduct. And Raghava Pandita, being a very confidential companion, confidential friend of Raghunath Das Goswami, he is very nicely giving him all, gifts and making him furthermore happy, giving him darshan of his deities, giving him sandalwood pulp, giving Mahaprasadam, giving so much of food for his way. And now, to keep the promise, to fulfill the orders of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami is giving donations to all the other Vaishnavas. The reflection here is, the third reflection is, that he is very meticulous and personally attending to the details of serving every assembled Vaishnava, and under the direction of Raghava Pandita, not whimsically, not trying to, operate just out of his own free will. He is operating under the direction of Raghava Pandita Prabhu and serving all the Vaishnavas by giving them some dakshina. The third reflection has got 3 points. Number one, it is a duty of a grihastha to make sure that he offer charity to Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. There are three types of, three classifications of Brahmana. Dvija, Vipra, Vaishnava. Dvija is twice born. Technically, he is a Brahmana, but they are not fully learned. He knows certain rituals and practices, but not fully knowledgeable enough to empower or enlighten others. Vipra is the one who is a Pandita, who knows the full science of Krishna consciousness or the spirituality. And a Vaishnava is the one who is a devotee. Not only is a scholar, but is also a practitioner. So Srila Prabhupada wanted each and every one of us to be a Goswami, which means highest Vaishnava. What does it actually mean is we should learn to serve a Vaishnava. A highest Vaishnava is the one who should know to give service as well as take service. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, dan. So what Srimad Bhagavatam says, a real Vaishnava, a Brahmana is the one who is able to teach, who is also a learner, who is able to accept charity, who is also able to give charity. One who is performing fire sacrifices, one who engages others in sacrifices. So here we see Raghunath Das Goswami is giving in charity. So my point is that in Grihastha Ashrama, charity is one of the very important aspects, especially because Grihasthas are the only members in the Varnashrama ecosystem who has official authority to deal with money. Neither Brahmachari, nor Sannyasi, nor Vanaprastha are allowed to deal with money. Only Grihasthas have got the privilege. And a Grihastha is supposed to be responsible for the execution and the preaching mission of his spiritual master and all the other servants of the spiritual master. So it is a duty of a Grihastha. So Raghunath Das Goswami, understanding them, that he is chipping in. That is why we say whenever we go for a yatra, whenever we see some self-realized soul, whenever we see some senior devotees, they give them dakshina. Not because we want to, you know, kind of show off that I am rich. It is because all the money that you are holding is not yours. You are just a caretaker. Make sure that you take care of them so that they all can be served in Krishna's service. So the reflection, third reflection, part one is, it is a duty of every practicing devotee to give charity. Charity not only to our, you know, the devotee, it is also to all the devotees. It is explained that a Grihastha has to deal his money, or is supposed to utilize the money in five parts so that the money does not bind him. The first part of the money is supposed to be spent in deity worship, worshipping the Lord in his own house. The second part is to receive, welcome, serve spiritual master and Vaishnavas. The third part is supposed to be utilized for giving charity to Brahmanas and learned scholars. The fourth part is supposed to be utilized. The third part is also about Brahmanas and cows. Fourth part is about giving in charity or taking care of poor, lower class people or lower class animals, lower animals. Your she is supposed to take care of them. And fifth is to utilize a portion of the money for his family development, welfare and maintenance. If anything is left after this, he can think of utilizing for his own personal needs. So it is explained that if somebody spends the money in these five ways, the money will not bind him. Otherwise, Lakshmi on alone, without Narayana, she is chanchala. There are many pastimes to substantiate this. Lakshmi says, if anybody is interested in me, but not in my Prabhu, who is he? He is Ravana. Because Ravana was interested in Mother Sita, but not about Rama. So if anyone is interested only, you know, their own welfare, wealth, accumulations, and not interested in worshipping Narayana, then he is as good as Ravana. So these five points we should remember, that in our own lives, we should make sure that we spend our money and wealth in the most appropriate manner. There are many, many discussions about 50% of the money should be given in, you know, Krishna's service. So there are different places, different explanations are given on how money to be utilized. But if you consolidate all of them, it will all communicate only one thing, that money is not for our sense gratification. As we hear in some very famous corporate discussions, Gaur Gopal Prabhu used to always refer that, you know, he used to say that I'm somebody so poor, so poor, so poor, all he is left with is only money. Okay, money is honey for sure, but for a devotee, he understands how that honey should be utilized in Krishna's service. The second reflection of the third part, second part of the third reflection is that when Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to serve the money, he wanted to, you know, after doing all the wonderful festival, wonderful feast on Panihati Chiddada, he had already spent there, he had spent money to Nityananda Prabhu, he has taken care of everything. When he was trying to, you know, utilize that money in the service of all the assembled members, so he had made sure that he is not leaving any stone unturned. He is making sure very meticulously calculating. This we have seen many places in the past where in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the details are very well noticed and followed. Because in Krishna consciousness, we just finished the lecture an hour before. We were discussing about Varnashrama Dharma. We are doing a series to our congregation on Varnashrama Dharma. So we were discussing one of the reasons why Varnashrama collapsed. I gave six reasoning. One of the reasoning is that those who are at the top, they don't give importance to the details. Because bhakti means loving emotions, sentiments. Dharma means duties. So for both duty as well as devotion, what we need to do is we need to get into the details on how this duty can be executed and how the devotion can be performed. So there are a lot of details that we need to give importance to. In fact, the entire Krishna Leela is about they appreciating every minor aspect of Krishna's, you know, beauty, Krishna's Leela, Krishna's activities, Krishna's everything. They are not some superficial, conversation that anyone is having. So my point is that when we are executing devotional service, if we are very particular, give importance to the details. How I'm supposed to do, in what mood I'm supposed to do, in what time I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to dress, how I'm supposed to talk, how I'm supposed to keep things, how I'm supposed to, relate, respond. They are all important because they are all, of course, when we are, you know, up there, probably all of them will get, naturally manifested in a person. But when we are a sadhaka, we are supposed to take note of these details. In Gurukula training, a spiritual master teaches their student about various such details. So that is why Varnashrama Dharma is not so high up there like Sanatana Dharma. But Varnashrama Dharma happens to be the base for Sanatana Dharma. Hence, whilst practicing Krishna consciousness, certain basic duties need to be properly executed. And the manner in which you do matters a lot. His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj once mentioned when he was in Mumbai, and also the similar statement, I've heard it from Krishna Smaran Prabhu. So they said, the way a devotee keeps his things, they went on to explain the detail, the way he dries his own gamcha, the way he will keep his shoes, the way he will keep maintain things, it will tell him about his consciousness. What importance that we give, how much meticulousness that we, get into to take care of. Prabhupada was like that. Prabhupada did not try to just superficially do things and just pass on things. No, Prabhupada was getting onto the details and taught it that way. So we see Raghunath Das Goswami is getting onto that, counting, making sure, and also asking for recommendation. Please tell whom to give, how much, where to, how much to count on, and making sure, calculating properly, giving them. So in our own devotional service, we should also exhibit such sincerity, such details, so that we can practice Krishna consciousness, you know, nicely. And last point, third point that I want to, you know, share here is, all these things that Raghunath Das Goswami did is with utmost humility. When he say utmost humility, he thinks that he is actually, you know, doing nothing. He is actually not doing things to show off or anything. He is using this as an opportunity to crave, long, and desire for continuous such moments or, you know, events to come in his life, so that he can lead the rest of the life very nicely. If you know the future of Raghunath Das Goswami, as a part of this narration, you will see Raghunath Das Goswami exhibited a very highest level of renunciation. The way Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, slowly developed his attachment to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will see later when Raghunath Das Goswami goes to Jagannath Puri, he used to beg alms. Every day when Mahaprabhu used to go to temple, he used to see Raghunath Das Goswami standing in front of Singhadwara and used to beg alms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Very nice, Raghunath, I am very pleased with you." So a few days later, Raghunath Das Goswami was not seen there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, "Hey, what happened to Raghunath? Nowadays I'm not seeing him in front of Singhadwar." So Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "Mahaprabhu, no, he decided that, you know, standing in front of the Singhadwar in front of Jagannath temple, he feels that he is constantly looking forward for people who would give him alms. He said that he feels like a prostitute looking for some customer. So he didn't want to stand there. So then what is he doing for his eating? So he is going behind the temple where kitchen or after all the cooking is done. So whatever the food that are washed away, the Mahaprasadam, after washing the pots, that are whatever that are, you know, available, those grains he is collecting, those prasadam he is collecting, and he's, you know, eating them. There are more details to this, but when Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, "Very nice." So Raghunath Das Goswami's humility, what he exhibited here in Navadvip or whatever, in Panihati, that is going on, growing up and up and up to an extent that he is getting personal endorsement, getting personal acknowledgement and personal validation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the progress, that's the journey that we need to get on to. So probably we have, you know, definitely developed some humility than what we used to be before coming to Krishna consciousness. Now humility has come to lips level. From lips it has to go to mind, intelligence, then soul. We need to be humble from within, not just some external statements, not some bodily movements, not some gesture to some specific audience. Here humility, here is saying with great humility he served everyone. So it was not that Raghunath Das Goswami was only humble to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Raghava Pandita, which we are also. If you go to temple, you offer obeisances, you glorify the Lord, you serve your spiritual master, but are you as humble as you are to them, to all the other devotees? It's a big question mark. Because in our understanding, humility means I can be humble proportionate to whoever is in front of me. But the real definition of humility is I am humble independent of others. Of course, that doesn't mean that we can get exploited. But the point is our humility, our tolerance, our patience, our respect has nothing to do with others' behavior. It is to do with our own conduct. So we need to be humble. We need to be tolerant. We need to be patient. We need to be simple. And this is immaterial. Whether the other person is arrogant, devotee, non-devotee, it is about our characteristics. Krishna is going to assess that, not that, you know, how much are we externally, you know, humble or not. So my last reflection hence is, this quality of humility that Raghunath Das Goswami exhibited here, wherein he served everyone in a right mood, and that's the kind of consciousness that we need to inculcate in our spiritual journey. So I would like to end here with this, you know, this entire 141 to 154, where Nityananda Prabhu blessed Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami reciprocated back in a very nice manner, wherein we can learn some interesting lessons for our spiritual life. Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitaya Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments we can discuss?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class and so many lessons to learn. The reflections you share, that how, first of all, you know, one should be surrendered to a spiritual master, accept some bona fide guru, and then, you know, proceed forward in one's spiritual life. And then how, when one gives charity, one doesn't give it out of recognition, and still accepts one guru, one's counselor, especially Krishna, like to be the whole soul, even if one handles them roughly. And finally, that how, you know, a grahastha's duty to serve Vaishnavas. You know, this is the whole Krishna conscious life, is that, you know, how we can make our home into a temple by inviting Vaishnavas, by leading some satsangs, by creating space for the Vaishnavas to come and do some Krishna katha. So thank you, Prabhu. There is so much to learn from the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, and not only from Raghunath Das Goswami, but yes, other intimate associates of Mahaprabhu. But still, as we are going on this, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is taking us through this journey of the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. It's affecting so much, like so much to learn, so much humility. So thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for guiding us on to this path. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. All glories to Prabhupada.
All glories to
Prabhupada. Anybody else has any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Prabhuji, pray for me that today is our Srila Gurudev Vyas Puja, that right time, right words will come, whatever I learned from Prithvi Vilasini, from you, from Kitida Sundari, from Anjana Gopi, and from Lalitangitasi. Today I am not able to make a note because we have to give a Mahaprasad to Srila Prabhupada, Mahaprasad to homeless Vaishnava. So please forgive me, but sure I will make note and send it to you. Can you please sing whatever you like to sing, Prabhuji? Hari Hari Gauranga, especially Gopinath Mama Nivedana Suno, if it is possible. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. So I'll definitely, sing after any questions are to be answered.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Prabhu, did you talk about Vipra? I heard Dvija, Vipra and Vaishnava. I probably missed if you did talk about Vipra, Prabhu.
Yeah, I did speak about Vipra. Did I not speak about Vipra? Maybe. So Dvija is the one who is twice born. And generally, he knows, is the first level of Brahmana, who knows some rituals, who knows some practices. The second, one step above, is Vipra, who is Pandita, who is learned. Vipra is the one, it is explained like this. I go to school, graduate, but I don't know anything. So technically, I am qualified, but not so intelligent, not so learned. So Dvija is like, he's born in a Brahmana family, he's gone through some samskaras, may know some religious practices, but is he fully learned, or is he equipped enough to teach and impart knowledge? Probably not. Second is Vipra is the one who is very well learned, Pandita, who has understood, learned the science and can also teach the science to others. Vaishnava is the one step above, who is who's a devotee, who is practicing all that he is preaching. So Dvija, Vipra, Vaishnava are the three levels of Brahmana. That's why Prabhupada says that our Krishna consciousness movement is to create first-class men, first-class Brahmanas. So when we become Goswamis or Vaishnavas, we are already, you know, fulfilling the classification of a Brahmana, because a Vaishnava is one step above a Brahmana. And a Vaishnava can be from any Varna, could be from Kshatriya, Sudra, Vaishya. So he can still become still be counted as a Brahmana because of his devotion towards the Supreme Lord. He may not know in terms of the learned aspect of a Brahmana, but because he could do the final purpose for which the learning is done, Falena Parichiyate, he is given the privilege of calling, you know, to be called as a Vaishnava. So a Vipra is the one who is a learned scholar, Pandita. That's why he is called Vipra.
So where does the spiritual master come into play? Like for Vipra, is he initialized and does he have the transcendental knowledge from the spiritual master, or how does that work?
See, basically, Vaishnava is one step above Vipra. So a spiritual master is a Vaishnava who is also learned. It is not that Vaishnavas are not learned, but Vaishnavas could as well be not necessarily a Pandita, but as well have a devotional sentiment. A spiritual master, because he is repeating the words of his spiritual master, he is a Vaishnava. In fact, he is a bona fide advanced Vaishnava. So he is above Vipra. So if you really consider from a spiritual consciousness standpoint, Vipra is one step down than a Vaishnava, only because a Vipra knows things and also he is teaching those things. But how much he has developed love and practices towards the Supreme Lord, that's a question mark. That is why another category is introduced as a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is the one who is living what is supposed to be lived by and what is supposed to be the purpose of all those learnings. So a spiritual master is generally a Vaishnava. Of course, in a Gaudiya Vaishnava context. But if you talk about general, all the Vedic stories, we see so many saints. There are a lot of saints who are Brahmanas. And Brahmanas are considered as the leaders of Varnashrama. According to, you know, Krishna, you know, Varnashrama is within the body of the Supreme Lord. The face of the Lord is Brahmana. The arms of the Lord is Kshatriya. Vaishyas are the Lord's belly. And Shudras are the Lord's legs. So that is why Purusha Sukta says, Brahmanosya Mukamasid Bahura Janyakritaha. So Krishna, when we feed the Brahmana, so Krishna is actually fed. Or when Krishna wants to speak something to us, he speaks through a Brahmana. So Brahmanosya Mukama Asid. So Krishna's face, Krishna's forehead, Krishna's mouthpiece is Brahmanas. From that perspective, in general, every Brahmana, every bona fide Brahmana is supposed to be respected. Seventh canto, 11th chapter, entire chapter has got very wonderful definitions of who a Brahmana should be. Narada Muni is teaching to Maharaj Yudhishthira about this. You can refer there.
Sure, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhu. Any other questions or comments?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have this question. If somebody is initiated by bona fide guru,
Mother, your voice is a bit feeble. Can you be a bit louder, please?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it okay? Can you hear?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Otherwise, I'll put the headphone. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's like there's a devotee, he may get initiated by one of our guru. So he may practice for some time, and after they don't chant, so what position will be of that devotee?
What can you tell the last sentence?
In the beginning, the devotee is practicing, chanting, japa, and like that. But then, as grow older, more kind of senior, then don't chant the japa, or chant very few, not 16 rounds at least.
Basically, in our spiritual practices, we use two terminologies. Okay, first to respond to your first point is, anyone who stopped chanting or who is deviated or not deviated, even if he has kind of become lazy and not practicing. So ideally it is not encouraged. So I will respond to your question into three parts. First part is, his act of going away from chanting is not justified. It is not correct. He needs to correct it. And at no point in time, such an act can be supported. Second aspect is, it is a duty of fellow members and loved ones to go and extend as much love and support as possible so that this particular Prabhu or Mataji can regain whatever, you know, consciousness that he lost, he or she lost. We generally give up chanting because of offenses. We generally give up chanting because of certain practices or overconfidence in us, because of which we would have kind of let loose in our character, which would have come in the way of our devotion. A person is not chanting because he was a, you know, forefront preacher and in the process got burnt out. So got some negative experiences because of which he may get, you know, carried away by other agendas. So yes, his act is not justified. But as fellow members, if we know of such a candidate, it is our duty to go embrace, support, help, and give our loving and caring. Because every devotee, according to Srila Prabhupada says, I make every devotee by shedding 1 gallon of my blood. So as much as possible, we should see to that. We give necessary love and care to such a devotee and see to that he is nicely taken care. And the third aspect is that we should also be, every individual practitioners should also be very careful that this devotional journey is like a walking on the razor's edge. So we should not take anything for granted and be careful so that we don't fall in the same trap as such a devotee. So the spiritual master, when he takes responsibility of a disciple, he has to face consequences when any of his disciples is, behaving that manner. That is why a spiritual master requests his senior disciples to take care of all the other, you know, juniors, as a help. So if you happen to be a senior disciple of your spiritual master, we keep look around, look within first, take care of yourself and keep looking around to help devotees so that, such a casualty is not going to come up anytime in the future. It is a very, very risky proposition to not to do chant and still act like a devotee. This is a very high level of hypocrisy, and we should respect, we should somehow or other help such hypocrites help them come out of that mood, because maybe they have gone into that trap not by of their own choice but because of some slippage. So this devotional practices is very sublime, that Krishna forgives that person and he'll be able to bring him back. So all the three are simultaneously true. He's condemned, so love is to be given, and individually we be very careful to make sure that we don't fall in that trap. Does it make sense?
It does make a sense, but sometimes it's difficult. to...
Yeah, sure. Yes, it's not easy. Not everyone takes it up in the right mood. So, but as dutiful servants, it is our, you know, we should put our efforts and rest, we should leave it to Krishna to decide.
So you say that we should put in our effort. What do you mean by that? What efforts?
I'm saying from our side, we should go out and extend our help. Hey, friend, you know, can I help you? Is there anything that we can do? Is there anything that, you know, shall we chat together? Can I, you know, help you come out? Can I, you know, remove your... We'll have to understand. It is something that you need not be told as soon as you see somebody, because it's a sick condition. If any of our friends, why we say God brother? God brother means he's our brother. God brother, God sister means they are our family. So if any of our family members are sick, we are supposed to extend our help. If we can't, for any damn reason, can't help, at least we can pray for them. Few years before, we all had taken some devotees to Vrindavan Dham. We were in Radha Damodar temple. So we were doing Damodar Aarti in the evening, and after that we had a very interesting prayer session where we all prayed, saying that pray to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas to enable us, empower us so that we can preach. If we can't preach, at least let us pray and support for those who are preaching. So at least by we praying, oh my dear Lord, so many people, somebody is preaching in Mongolia, somebody is preaching in, you know, Poland, somebody is preaching in, you know, Pakistan, somebody is preaching in some place. So they have, like, you know, yesterday I just read a news that a devotee who was distributing books in Russia, he was stabbed by some unknown people very, very miserably, that the devotee is currently admitted in an intensive care unit. So somebody stabbed on his leg, somebody stabbed on his bag, on his back. So he was doing book distribution. So when I read that, I said that at least what can we do for them? We can sincerely pray, my dear Lord, please somehow. Because they are all, you know, forefront soldiers. So if you can't be a soldier for any reason, at least we can pray for such soul. That's the gesture that we need to, you know, show as family members.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Very nice class. Thank you so much. Always to hear your things. So I learned so much from those reflections. Thank you so much. Babuji, I don't have a question, but you were singing one bhajan from of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Can you just please say the words again?
Yeah, the song is called Boro Shukir Kabor Gai. It's a song by Bhaktivinod Thakur glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. The song goes like this: Boro Shukir Kabor Gai, Boro Shukir Kabor Gai. Surabhi Kunje Te Namir Hatkuleche. You can see that in KK songs.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so I will sing the song Gopinath because that's what Mataji had asked. So I'll sing this song and end the session. I'm sure if anyone has to leave, you are, you know, free to leave. Anyway, you can leave anytime. I'll just sing the song to honor her request. Gopinath Mama Nivedana Suno Vishai Durjana Sada Kamarata Kichunahi Mora Guna Gopinam Amara Barasatumi Tomar Sharane Loinu Sharanam Tomar Kinkorami Gopinam Kemone Sodibe More Najani Bakati Karme jada mati porichi samsara ghore gopina sakalito maramaya nahi mama bala jnanasu nirmala swadina nahe kaya gopina niyata charanistana mage epamara kandiya kandiya korohe karuna dana gopina tumi to shakali paro durjane tarite tomara shakati ke ache papiraro gopina tumi kripa parabhara jivera karane ashiya prapanche lila koile subistara gopina ami ki doshe ye doshi asura sakala pailo sharana vinodata kilo boshi gopina 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 jai jai radha gopinath radha gopinath radhe jai prabhu pada prabhu pada prabhu pada jai prabhu pada nitai gaura hari bol hari bol hari bol nitai gaura hari bol hare krishna
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
We are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. And if nobody has any question, we can end the call here. By your permission, Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Pasindhu Devasya. పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవే నమో నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత కీ జై శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జై హే శ్రీ రామగిరి దాస్ ప్రభుజీ కీ జై హరే
కృష్ణ
పతినాథ్ కీ జై
జై హరే కృష్ణ థ్యాంక్ యూ ప్రభు
హరే కృష్ణ